Hello friends, the movie Unplanned is set to hit Canadian theaters this July 12, 2019, and it has caused quite a stir amongst Canadians in different parts of our country. We have MPs tweeting about it. Even Canadian Prime Minister's Chief of Staff has weighed in, giving her opinion. I'm going to get to that later. But if you're unfamiliar with the movie Unplanned that is set to screen right away, well, what is it? Cineplex Theaters is showing it across Canada, and their synopsis reads: as one of the youngest Planned Parenthood clinic directors in the nation, Abby Johnson was involved in upwards of 22,000 abortions and counseled countless women on their reproductive choices. Her passion surrounding a woman's right to choose led her to become a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, fighting to enact legislation for the cause she so deeply believed in, until the day she saw something that changed everything. Now, there's some in Canada who don't even want this movie being shown. For example, the Abortions Right Coalition of Canada. They recently said, because of this film's demonization of abortion providers, ARCC fears the movie could incite fanatics to commit acts of harassment or violence against clinics or doctors. So the ARCC doesn't even want this movie being shown in Canada because they're afraid that when a pro-lifer sees this movie, that's going to cause them to get violent and to utter threats and be violent to clinics and doctors. Now, I have to say, I find that really interesting and, in fact, very ironic considering what is actually happening in Canada right now. The CBC reports Salmon Arm Theatres in Salmon Arm, BC, says it has canceled a planned 5-day screening of the film after staff received threats. And the movie mill in Lethbridge, Alberta, is planning to beef up security for its unplanned screenings after a vocal negative opposition, who have indicated on multiple occasions boycotts and protests. In addition, LifeSite News reports that two theater owners contacted police after receiving death threats and that they are fearful for their families. So, as we see, it is not pro-life individuals uttering death threats. It is not pro-life individuals trying to intimidate other people. This behavior is coming from the pro-choice side. Perhaps the ARCC could come out and condemn the behavior of these individuals who have uttered these death threats. After all, isn't the ARCC all about choice? Their slogan, "A Voice for Choice." Cannot they affirm Canadians' rights to be able to choose to see the movie? Cannot they affirm the right of the business owners who own these theaters to show the movie? Yet it seems that the ARCC is a little bit selective in the type of choices that they're willing to promote. I mean, this whole idea that showing this movie is going to cause fanatic pro-life people to do violence, I mean, well, actually, we see the opposite, don't we? Now, regarding these individuals who have uttered these death threats, we have to assume that they're pro-choice individuals. Why? Because they're not uttering death threats for showing the movie Spider-Man. Nope, just Unplanned. So here we have violent, fanatical, pro-choice individuals who are saying, if you go see this movie, I'm going to take your life. I mean, that's what a death threat is. You see this movie, I'll take your life. I mean, so much for choice. Now, I'm not saying that all pro-choice people are violent this way. However, the pro-choice position, I have to say, it seems to be pretty violent. You might think, well, against who? Well, the baby. It takes their life. So these fanatical pro-choice individuals who have uttered these death threats not only want to take away the right to life of a baby within a womb of a mother, but they want to take away the right to life of those who show a movie about life. Well, at least they're consistent. And then we have the pushback from the Liberal government, specifically our Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Katie Telford, retweeting a post calling this movie propaganda. Katie Telford tweets, "This is happening, at least in part thanks to the support received by federal conservative politicians. Controversial anti-abortion film Unplanned to hit more than 24 Canadian theaters." Then MP Brad Truss tweets, "Interesting to see how a film telling the truth about the abortion industry is controversial. What should be controversial is Canada being the only democracy that has zero regulations on abortion." And he's right. We have no laws regulating abortion within Canada. Now, Telford, Canadian Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, it seems that she wants to discourage Canadians from seeing this movie, calling it propaganda. Well, why would you want to discourage people from seeing it? Doesn't she believe Canadians are smart enough to see this movie as it is? If it really is right-wing propaganda, they'll be able to see right through it, and it'll only strengthen the pro-choice position, if indeed she's correct. So I would invite her, Justin Trudeau, our Prime Minister, the members of the ARCC, to exercise their right to choose to see the movie. Of course, they're free to choose not to see the movie, because that's what we do in Canada. We give people the right to choose to see a movie or not, to exercise the right of free speech. I think people are afraid of this movie being shown, because they're afraid that the truth will be seen about abortion. And once you see the truth behind abortion, it demands a response. This is what happened in the life of Abby Johnson. What she saw changed everything. So my friends, I'm going to invite you to go see the movie. And once you see the movie, let me know what you think. Comment below. Let me know your thoughts. My name is Kenny Zinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.